சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 18 வெர்ஸ்
67.
இதம் தே கதாச்சனம் ந சாஷுஷ்ரூஷவே வாச்யம் ந ச மாம் யோப்யசூயதி. வித் 66th வெர்ஸ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கம்ப்ளீட்டட் த கீதா. Parityaga means dropping. Dropping alone this karma abhimana. I am the doer. That abhimana I have to drop. Not the dharma. Sarvadharman parityajya means not dropping the dharma or one's own duties. One should not drop at any time. That given ashrama, given duty, one has to do. Only kartrutva abhimana one has to drop. Kartrutva means I am the doer, I am the doer abhimana. That only one has to drop through knowledge. And surrender to me, Lord Krishna asked, mamekam sharanam raja also. That means the real nature of the Lord one has to know. That is the meaning of mamekam sharanam raja. The real nature of the Lord is non-different from myself, that is Atma. Lord's real nature is Atma Swarupam, Sat Chit Ananda. My real Swarupam is also Sat Chit Ananda, Atma Swarupam. Therefore, surrendering to Lord means knowing the Lord real nature as my nature. That is called real surrender. Once that knowledge comes, I recognize I am free from punya papa. I, the Atma, can never have any punya or papa. That is called the meaning, that is the meaning of that statement, mokshayishyami, punya papebhyaha mokshayishyami, Lord Krishna said in 66th verse, sarva papebhyaha mokshayishyami. That means, it does not mean Lord Krishna releasing you from the papa. Hey Arjuna, once you understand who is Lord Krishna really, you yourself recognize that you are free from punya papa. That is the meaning of releasing from punya papa. We should not take literal meaning to this verse, to 66th verse. We have to take implied meaning. Then alone it will gel with Upanishadic teaching. Otherwise Krishna's teaching goes against to Upanishadic teaching. Therefore, you have to understand this sloka as a Jnana Yoga sloka. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tva sarvapapebhyaha mokshayishyami ma suchaha shravana manana nididhyasana dvara eva. One can be free from punya papa sanchita agami prarabdha karma. Other than this, there is no any other meaning for that shloka, 66th shloka. Therefore, this shloka we have to remember very well and assimilate the teaching. That is the conclusion, almost teaching is over. Now concluding instructions, Lord Krishna, general remarks like concluding instructions Lord Krishna want to do. This teaching is such a great teaching. This abstract teaching should not be given to those people who are not having Ishvara Bhakti, who are not having Ishvara Bhakti. That means who are not having belief on this Vedic teaching, we should not impart this teaching to them. And they born in one Varna and they never follow their what you call that Varna Dharma. Once we saw that our chief minister, how they cremated her. It was a great big debate. Argument is going on. Because once you born in so-and-so Varna, once you are in so-and-so ashrama, the funeral rites should be done like this. That is Shastra Vidhi is there. They don't believe in Shastra. They don't believe in scriptural injunctions. That is why they follow their own way. They are called almost Nastikas. There is no connection what they did and what they follow. They are outside one, but when it comes to them, implementation is different. That's where people are confused. Whether these people are really having bhakti or not, whether these people are having really value for Vedas or not. If you have value for Vedas, that means you have to follow the instructions. If really you are having bhakti on God, you must follow the Vedic rules. So God devotion is Vedic Shraddha you are having. So bhakti on God is equal to bhakti on Vedic instructions. Bhakti, Shraddha and Vedic instructions will go along with your day-to-day life also. That is why people yadyad acharati shreshtaha tatta devi itaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokasya tadanvartate lokaha tadeva anuvartate. That is why the leaders who are so-called leaders in the society confusing the people. Are they really devoted to God? Are they really respecting our culture? Are they really respecting or not? Because they are confusing the people. Therefore, Ishvara Bhakti is not there. We should not impart this teaching to them. They will ridicule and they will abuse this teaching. First qualification is very, very important. All qualifications are important. Four qualifications Lord Krishna pointing out. In double negative manner he is presenting. But we have to put in a positive way. Those who do not have bhakti on Ishvara, we should not teach. Means those who are having Ishvara bhakti, to them only we should teach. Qualification number one. Na bhaktaya. Abhaktaya kadachana na vachyam. Then second value, qualification Lord Krishna pointed out. Tapas, atapaskaya na vachyam. The one who do not follow any disciplined life. Tapas means austerity. Austerity means minimum disciplines in the life. Khavo, pivo, majakaro type of people are not fit for learning this teaching. They are not fit enough. Therefore, tapas is important. Religious disciplines, at least minimum, if not all, at least minimum, we have to value those austerities and we have to follow whatever you can at least. Atapaskayana vacham. Because a disciplined person only value this teaching. An indisciplined person can never value this teaching. Hey Arjuna, we should not teach those people atapaskaya nevacham. Then third one is sushrusha. അശുശ്രൂഷവേന വാച്യം. ശുശ്രൂഷ മീൻസ് സേവ, സർവീസ് ഈസ് ദ ലിറ്ററൽ മീനിങ്. പിതൃശുശ്രൂഷ, മാതൃശുശ്രൂഷ, ഗുരുശുശ്രൂഷ, ശങ്കരശ, ഷു ഷ്രു ഷൺമുഖശ, ശങ്കരശ ഷു ഷൺമുഖശ ഷ്രു ശുശ്രൂഷ. Here that is not the meaning, serving to the father, serving to the mother, serving to the guru is not the meaning here. Shrotum iccha shushrusha, the one who is having interest in hearing. Aprushtaha na kadachana vacham, Shastra says. If person is not interested in learning, to such a person we should not teach. Because that person is not ready. If that person is ready to learn, interest is there, then guru's teaching is meaningful. Otherwise, it is mere waste. Ashrushrushave na vacham means shushrushave eva vacham. The one who is very keen, interested in learning, always waiting for the class, next class, when next class is going to come, eagerly waiting to learn. That type of student alone is real learner. Always thinking about the class only, before the class, after the class. Therefore Lord Krishna said, such a great teaching, 5000 years it is surviving, 5000 years it is surviving, coming. Mahabharata Yuddha happened 3000 BC, 3000 years BC, before Christ it happened, this Mahabharata war. Now 2000 AD, this is also 5000 years it is surviving, till it is coming means all present inventions, whatever comes, news, any news, any wonder, after some time it will become faded away, anything in the world. But this teaching is surviving till today. That itself shows how great is this teaching. It is not a joke, without any adulteration, maximum the teaching is continuing. That itself shows the greatness of the teaching. Asrushrushave navacham. Then last one, Abhyasuyave navacham. Hey Arjuna, this teaching should not be imparted to that person who is having a critical mind, always finding fault. Critical mind means finding fault, fault finding nature. Fault finding in people, in society, everything. They always critical. Proofreading mind. Proofreading mind is important for proofreader. He is paid for that. Proofreader is paid. That is his job. But seeing the doshas in others is not our job. It is not our job. Therefore, our time, energy, and intellect, everything, many people are wasting their energy by just looking at the loopholes of others, minus points in the family members, or one's own body, mind, or one's own society, anything. Therefore, less we talk, or lesser the complaints, greater the knowledge. But tough, the toughest task, we have to practice. Because there is nothing to complain in the society. Actually, things are going on as they are. Where we don't have control, where we don't have chance, choice, not chance, choice. There is no point of talking, wasting our time. Vachika Shakti, Manasa Shakti, we are wasting. A sincere Vedantic seeker divert that energy also into seeing the only positive. Otherwise, my mind spend time on that. I have to talk about those things unnecessarily. Without my knowledge, I spend time, my energy is taken away by that. Therefore, Vedantic student must be very, very watchful. Today, how many complaints I have done? I have to write down, list out, or mentally. Seeing all the time negative things only about surroundings and people, if you stop really, we get lot of time for study and we get lot of energy also. Unfortunately, the weakness is there for everyone, not one or two, almost everyone. So that student has to be very alert. Maximum we try to reduce these complaints. Critical mind we have to reduce. Lord Krishna is very, very particular about that. How do we know Lord Krishna is particular? Because he addressed Arjuna, Anasuya Veyanar. You are Anasuya. You don't have any critical mind, Arjuna. That is why I am teaching to you. Otherwise, I would have not given this teaching to you. Anasuya Ve, Arjuna, you are non-critical. That is why you are not having any complaints towards anyone. That is your nature. I am teaching to you. So, let us all become dear to Krishna by practicing this qualification every day. We can reduce at least. Totally we may not stop, but we'll reduce slowly, gradually, complaints. Okay? We don't think even they are complaints. Just like that we talk. We don't feel their complaints, we don't think they are complaints, just like that casually we talk, really speaking. A type of critical mind. Therefore, let us practice. This is a great tapas. It is a great tapas. It is very, very useful to a sadhaka, to a mumukshu. These are the four qualifications. Lord Krishna says, Shraddha vihinasya yat proktam tat aranya ruditopamam. If person is not having Shraddha, asrushrushavena vacham nacha mam yobhya suyati, the one who criticizes me, people are still there criticizing Krishna. Dwapara Yuga Krishna is criticized till today. Krishna is also, they have not spared. Rama was also not spared. They have not left anyone. This is the land where people are worshipping Lord Ravana. According to them, Ravana is the Lord. Ravana worshippers, especially Tamil Nadu. So, that party who is ruling is Dev only now. He only started. Ravana Bhakta, like Ravana Bhakta means against to Rama, that person who started that party became two, and that party only ruling us, and they are not able to establish their principles totally because people are so much devoted to God, so much bhakti. One interesting thing is the most dedicated, devoted people are all in Tamil Nadu only. So Bhagavan also knows how to balance these people. You go anywhere in Tamil Nadu, people wear vibhuti. You don't find anywhere in the country. Gents wearing vibhuti, kunkam, chandan. Gents wearing, you won't find anywhere in the country except in Tamil Nadu. Therefore, Bhagavan knows how to balance it. Otherwise, we would have gone totally close to Sri Lanka. There, the kaathu varandindirukku inda pakkam. Okay. Anyhow, we have to pray. We have to pray, Bhagavan, let that people respect Lord Rama and Lord Krishna here. அபியசூயவே ந வாச்சம் ஸ்ரத்தாஹீனஸ்ய யத் ப்ரோக்தம் அரண்ய ருதிதோபமம். இஃப் யூ கோ அண்ட் ஷவுட் இன் த ஃபாரஸ்ட், ஹூ வில் லிசன்? அது மாதிரி வேர் பீப்புள் தே ஹாவ் பக்தி, ஸ்ரத்தா, தபஸ், ஆல் ஆர் தேர், கீதா டீச்சிங் சர்வைவ்ஸ். அண்ட் திஸ் கல்ச்சர், ராமாயண, பாரதா, பாகவதம், கீதா சர்வைவிங் மோர் இன் தமிழ்நாடு. சுவாமி தயானந்த சரஸ்வதி, காஞ்சி பெரியவர், ஆல் ஆர் பார்ன் ஹியர் ஓன்லி. அண்ட் லாட் ஆஃப் கல்ச்சர் இஸ் ப்ரோபகேட்டட். சீ த பவர் ஆஃப் தட் ரிலிஜியன், சீ த பவர் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், சீ த பவர் ஆஃப் தபஸ். தட் இஸ் வை வி ஹாவ் டு பி அலர்ட் இன் எஜுகேட்டிங் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன் வைல் யூ ஆர், பிகாஸ் தே ஆர் கோயிங் டு காலேஜ், ஸ்கூல்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல். ஈஸிலி தே கேன் பி டைவர்டட் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் கல்ச்சர் இஃப் வி ஆர் நாட் அலர்ட். And they come home and children, they eat in the house only. But inside their thinking pattern will change. We have to be very careful. Anyhow, now let us come to the next shloka. Phalashruti. Lord Krishna is going to talk about Phalashruti. Yaimam paramam guhyam மத்பக்தேஷ்வபிதாஸ்யதி பக்திம் மயி பராம் க்ருத்வா மாமே வைஷத்வ சம்ஷயஹ. நவ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா பிரைசிங் 68 and 69, Lord Krishna glorifying the teacher, the one who is imparting this teaching to his devotees. Whoever comes to study Bhagavad Gita must be a Krishna Bhakta. So that Krishna Bhakta who is coming, Krishna Bhakta means Ishwara Bhakta. The one who is having devotion towards God alone naturally come to the class. And the teacher who is teaching is dear to me, because the teacher is teaching to my devotees about my teaching, Gita teaching. Therefore, madbhakteshu, among my devotees, in that group, abhidhasyati, who imparts, bhaktim param krutva yaha abhidhasyati. Naturally, the Guru also must be the devotee of that Lord, supreme devotee. Otherwise, how can the teacher will take this job of teaching Bhagavad Gita, not doing any other job, and taking only teaching Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita? Unless the Guru have the supreme devotion towards Lord Krishna's teaching, how the teacher can teach, impart? The teacher must be knowing the value, the greatness of the teaching. That is why the Guru is coming and teaching without expecting any money. You must give this much money, you have to give this much money, not demanding anything, whether they give or not, whether they come or not, sitting and teaching, 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 teaching. Non-stop, continuously, years together, mayi param bhaktim krutva abhidasyati. With supreme devotion, param means supreme, bhaktim, advaita lakshana bhaktim. By this supreme bhakti, krutva means having that devotion. With that devotion, based on that non-dual Brahma Jnanam, with that, when the Guru imparts, imam paramam guhyam, this secret knowledge, supreme secret, this supreme secret knowledge, whoever is imparting. Why it is called paramam guhyam? It gives moksha prayojanam. That is why last chapter is called Moksha Sanyasa Yoga. Bhagavad Gita teaching is that which gives liberation, moksha, freedom from sorrow, liberation that which gives. Therefore, param, paramam guhyam. Guhya means here pavitram. Moksha prayojanam dadati, it has secret. And the teacher also, secret and sacred also. Rahasyam and pavitram also you can take. Sacred and secret, and keeping that, not giving to unqualified teachers. Suppose somebody calls to their home, you come and teach me Bhagavad Gita, so and so time, I'll give you so much money. If anyone say like that, the teacher will not go. Teacher will not go at all, because teacher knows how to keep this teaching secretly from this person, because he is not qualified. Suppose the teacher wants more money and more name and fame, suppose a rich person, a great person in the society, and I will send you a vehicle, car, that to Benz car, you come home and teach, I will give you 1 lakh rupees. Suppose teacher becomes slave to that money and pleasures, all those things, the teacher is not a teacher. That is why Lord Krishna said, Mai param bhaktim kritva. He will not, the teacher will not give this teaching to such people. That means the teacher will never succumb to that money, never become slave to that wealth. The teacher is supposed to be keeping this teaching secretly from such people. When they are not qualified, when they do not know the value, it should not be imparted. Paramam guhyam, supreme, sacred and secret teaching, keeping lot of devotion upon me, value for my teaching, and with that advaita jnanam, the teacher imparts without expecting name, fame, without expecting money, wealth, prosperity, anything, nothing. On the other hand, sometimes receive insults also, criticisms also, doesn't matter. Untiringly imparting this teaching. I used to hear from Swamiji, when Swamiji, Paramarthananda Swamiji was studying in Chinmaya Mission, in Siddhabari they used to conduct a camps. 7-day camps Swamiji, Chinmayananda, conducted. After conducting camp, Swamiji used to draw that one Bharat Mata, Bharat map. And he calls all the students, one place they keep one candle, lighting candle. And the students have to come and light the candle and keep in one state where they want to go and propagate this teaching. It from Tamil Nadu student comes, goes there, Tamil Nadu, I am going to propagate the Gita teaching there. And the candle, light the candle and keep and on the Tamil Nadu state, place, wherever. Similarly, Maharashtra student, similarly Andhra, similarly many states, they come and keep the lamps there. Then Chinmayananda Swami used to see, so happy, you are all going and propagate this teaching and give to all people this great teaching carefully. You have to impart to them. Swamiji was so happy that time when they were all ready to teach. Whatever you know, you can impart. Thorough in Bhagavad Gita itself is sufficient. To teach, you need not study Upanishads, Brahma Sutra. You need not require any Sanskrit grammar knowledge also. Whatever thoroughly you have received from the teacher, that teaching you can share with your family members. Sit and share one shloka, what you have understood, or to your neighbors. If you have capacity to talk in front of public more and more, you can go and teach. If not, at least 1 or 2 persons share. That sharing is very, very important. It helps the person. It is a type of nididhyasanam. One can, by teaching also, by writing, rewriting the notes, and therefore we should not stop by just listening. I should not stop. What is real Gurudakshina? Real Gurudakshina, putting in dabba and giving in cover, either in cash form or check form, is secondary. Real is making. Real Gurudakshina we can offer to a guru. My own guru is receiving the teaching, valuable teaching, implementing in my life at least, and give what can I give. So to do danam, I need not be an Ambani or Bill Gates. To do danam, I need not be a richest person. Is it not? If to want to do charity, even little amount of money is sufficient for me to do danam. Is it not? No, I am not a Bill Gates or Ambani, therefore I am not doing charity. So, vidyadhanam sarvadhanat pradhanam. Normally, vidyadhanam sarvadhanat pradhanam chulluvam. Vidyadhanam. Vidyadhanam, giving, imparting this self-knowledge is the most, the greatest charity what you can do. That is real Gurudakshina, what can I give to my teacher? Kindling this knowledge in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. That is why whatever you give that Gurudakshina, I am doing that only. Through that only I am propagating this teaching through the CDs and conducting yajnas and conducting different manner, whatever way I can. Vidyadhanam sarvadhanat pradhanam. And we should not think that I don't know anything. We should not be humble, too much humble enough. I don't know anything. No guru knows everything. Even Shankaracharya himself said, I don't know everything. Sarvagnaha is only Bhagavan. I don't know Sanskrit, how can I teach? I don't know this, I don't know Upanishad. No, at least make sure that you are thorough in Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you know, you have understood, you are happy with that, you share. Everyone is having their own limitations. Nobody is having 100% knowledge. Whatever they have, their own limitation, language limitations, health limitations. So many limitations are there. So what? The teacher must assure that enough, the audience in front of me, they do not know what am I going to teach. That is enough to teach. What you want more than that? My students who are sitting in front of me, they do not know what is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. I know that. Therefore I am teaching. That is enough. What else I want more than that? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha. I am very clear. But the students who are coming here, they do not know. Therefore I can teach them. So I need not bother about too many other qualifications and all. I am happily conducting. I am happily getting so many students. They are coming and studying. And they are benefited by this teaching. Therefore everyone can. Why I want to say this? No? Lord Krishna said the guru is so dear to me. You want to become dear to Krishna, become a teacher. At least one victim you find out. Either your husband, or wife, or son, or daughter, or any friend or neighbor, see that they must have interest. That like that. Okay. Ya imam paramam guhyam, this supreme teaching, whoever mad bhakteshu abhidhasyati, mai param bhaktim krutva, with great devotion, mam eva Eshyasi asamshayaha, mam eshyati asamshayaha, without any doubt, doubtlessly he will or she will attain me. Naturally, when the teacher go on teaching, they have to prepare, they have to read. I myself am teaching 8 times Bhagavad Gita, I have completed 7 rounds, 8th round is going on. 8 times, 9 times teaching in one lifetime Bhagavad Gita. See my guru, how many times he might have taught. My guru's guru, how many times they might have taught. Start whatever you know, little teaching, Bhagavad Gita only. Important, because this is the only moksha shastra. This is only Moksha Shastra, not any Gopika Gitam or Mukundamala and all. Saundarya Lahari and other Sivananda Lahari irkittam. But Bhagavad Gita teaching alone is the Moksha Shastra, and directly it takes the person to Moksha teaching. That's why I love to teach. If I want to start to some other place, of course, two other places going on Bhagavad Gita. So again, that's why I have chosen Uddhava Gita, again Krishna's teaching only, because Lord Krishna teaching is always oriented towards moksha. That is my intention also. Asamshayaha Arjuna, there is no doubt at all. The teacher definitely, because of it, is teaching is a type of nididhyasana. It helps the teacher to see more clearly, more clearly, more clearly. I love to teach not for the people's sake. I am selfish. I am getting more and more further, further, further clarity. First time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time. Innu sollano lifelong, as long as much kaat varavark possible, we want to teach. Puja Swamiji says like that only. Even on lying on the bed also, I want to teach, and Shulvar, Dayananda Swamiji. That much love for teaching for Puja Swamiji. Any other teachers of Puja Swamiji also, they are all having such a interest Swamiji created in everyone. Teaching, teaching, teaching. Share, you get firm knowledge. Other person getting or not, don't worry. You get clarity. Okay. Na samshayaha. Definitely, this is called Phalashruti. The teacher who is imparting this teaching to those people who are having Shraddha, Tapas, Bhakti, and Sushrusha, all those qualifications, the teacher definitely attains moksha. No doubt in that. Further, again he is Gitacharya Stuti only he is doing. That 69 also. Nacha tasman manusheshu kaschin me priya kruttamaha bhavitanacha me tasmat Anya Priyataro Bhuvi. Praising more. Now, this teacher, there is no other greatest person other than this teacher in this world. He says, Manushyeshu, among the people, Me Priyakrittamaha na kaschit. Tasmat. There is no one. Na kaschit asti. There is no one. Me priyakrittamaha. Who does a dearer service to me? There is no one other than this person who can do a dearer service to me. That means this Gita teacher who is teaching, he is doing or she is doing the dearer service to me. Priyakrittamaha me tasmat. Tasmat means than this teacher. Than her or than him. Than that teacher. Na bhavita anyaha bhuvi priyataraha me. What do you want more than this? Than him, nor there will be any another person on the earth who is dearer, who can do any dearer service to me than this person. Anyone does it, temples they construct, they do lot of annadanam, they do lot of rituals, they do on my name so many things. Hey Arjuna, Krishna name, it's in there. They are keeping so many temples, maintaining temples and doing this and that. But you know Arjuna, this person service is the greatest service. Whatever other service done by anyone after this only, after this Gita teaching, teacher, the greatest service, this is that service. Other service and all, okay. But my teacher in the sense, my Gita teaching teacher, my Gita teaching teacher is dearer to me other than this person, there is no one dear to me out of any service. This is the greatest service. Anyaha bhuvi priyataraha me tasmat na asti bhavita. There will not be any other greater service than this. What is this? Gita teaching service. That's why Chinmayananda Swamiji calls this as Jnana Yajna. Every class is a Jnana Yajna. You are doing Yajna now here. Without any Homa Kunda, any other Homa Dravyams. Because Agni is that which destroys everything. Jnana Agni is that which destroys ignorance. Therefore, Yajnam is or not. Yajna means normally fire. Here what fire? Jnana fire. What is destroyed? Ajnanam is destroyed. Ignorance is destroyed. Therefore, it can be called as Yajna or not. In spite of that much problem, cyclone problem, you all have come to hear this shloka. This shloka I cannot teach again. Again, if I teach some other class, I can teach at some other time. But one time shloka, one time only comes. That's why every shloka is important. Anyhow, na bhavita, in future, there cannot be any other greater service to me. Anyaha bhuvi, another service on this greater than this service, there cannot be any other service. Therefore, what is greatest service? Gita teaching. In any form, whatever form you want to do, do that. According to your capacity, make sure that you must study properly. All chapters systematically. Then make it sure. Then next shloka. Now he is going to praise only Guru Stuti, Guru Stuti. What about students? We are also coming from so many years and studying. Lord Krishna don't want to disappoint the student also. Student is also dear to me, children. Adhyeshyate cha yaimam dharmyam sambhadamavayoho jnana yajnena tenaham ishtasyamiti me matihi having talked about that Guru Stuti 68 and 69 Gita Acharya Stuti, not Acharya Stuti, Gita Acharya Stuti, not very important. Gita teaching, a teacher having glorified, the message is the teaching what we are giving, Lord Krishna teaching is not Lord Krishna's teaching. It came from all the way from Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmadacharya Paryantam. It is given by the Lord first. Then the Vyasacharya is the one who is the link between us and Bhagavan. So we are doing the service. It is called Rishirunam. We are indebted to our all Acharyas, to especially Vyasacharya. So we are giving our Gurudakshina in the form of teaching to Vyasacharya. That's why we conduct Vyasa Puja, Vyasa Purnimi. Without Vyasacharya, without Shankaracharya, this Sarvadharman Parityajya, you cannot understand. Without Shankaracharya. Asmadacharya Paryantam, in the middle Shankaracharya has come. So we are indebted to them. What we can repay to them in return? With my little knowledge, I know very little. Who asked you to know more? Everyone knows little only. Everybody, they want to show their humble humility. I know very little. I know very little. You need not say, I know very little. Because Bhagavan only knows more. Everyone knows little only. Therefore, we need not say, I know very little. In the name of saying, I know very little, very little, very little, don't be little yourself. So be confident, be bold, Even you commit mistakes also while talking, doesn't matter. You yourself correct later. When you go on studying, oh, this is wrong, mistake, what I done. Last class, I thought what I said mistake, and again I will go and revise what I said, I again go through that. Have I said correctly or not? Mistakes, error is human. Mistake can happen. But may you not feel, never belittle yourself. Don't say, I know very little. Everyone knows little only. Even though there is what you can call some minus points in many areas, but don't feel bad. Go ahead. If you have love towards Gita, that is sufficient. Shraddha, bhakti towards God, that is sufficient. Propagate this teaching. Not just receive it. We have to give back also to the public. Now, this person who comes and studies sitting down and sitting in the chair. Sitting in the chair is more difficult than down, I will tell you. Sitting in the chair is also not easy. So, with so much difficulty they are coming and facing a lot of climatic changes throughout, not one day or 2 days. Then kadha kalakshepama, 7 naal kadha madri chollittu poradhukku 6 varsham minimum. Sometimes I took in Sanskrit Bharati alternate 1 week Gita, 1 week Bhagavad Gita. 15 years it took there. Almost 10 years. 10 years somehow I have completed there. Students were coming. It's not a joke. 10 years Bhagavad Gita teaching. And 10 years, what is there to teach? 10 years is not sufficient, really speaking. If you want to continue further also, you can continue. That's why second round, third round we are teaching. Okay. Ya imam dharmyam means this teaching, who will study this dharmyam means this samvadam, which is connected to Veda, Vaidika samvadam. Lord Krishna's teaching is Vedic teaching. Gita teaching consists of dharma, karma, upasana, jnanam, all are there included, and dharma values are also included. Dharmyam, in keeping with Vedic teaching, whoever study adhyeshyate, who will study, he puts in a future tense, adhyeshyate, yaha adhyeshyate, who will study this sacred dialogue, samvadam, avayoho, between both of us. Hey Arjuna, between both of us dialogue is going on. I am teaching to you are listening from me. This teaching, when the guru is imparting, when the student is listening, that student is also dear to me. Adhyeshyate avayoho samvadam. Aham swam ishtaha jnana yajnena tena. Through jnana yajna, he is listening through what? The teacher is not breaking any coconut, not giving arati to me, anything. The teacher is doing only teaching. Only teaching. No prasadam. Krishna photo kuda kediyadu. Analu, the teacher bringing out. Sometimes the teacher makes Lord Krishna to stand in front of the students. Yes or no? Without photo, she brings me in the class in their heart. Chollalama illaya? That is real presentation of Krishna's teaching. Jnana yajnena, why Lord Krishna said in 4th chapter also, dravya yajna, all yajnas among them, jnana yajna parantapa, Krishna said. Sreyan dravyamaya yajnat jnana yajna parantapa. All dravyam yajnangal vida, jnana yajnam is so greatest, highest. Jnana yajnena aham swam ishtaha. I will be worshipped by that student. That means a student who is coming and sitting, listening the Bhagavad Gita dialogue between both of us when the teacher is imparting, that student is real worshipper of me. Na chunna ninge namma matter. Krishna ne chollitar. He is the worshipper of me. సహ అహం స్వామిష్ట ఐ విల్ బి వర్షిప్డ్ బై హిమ్ హూ విల్ బి స్టడీ దిస్ సీక్రెట్ డైలాగ్ బిట్వీన్ అస్ ఐ ఎమ్ వర్షిప్డ్ బై హిమ్ ఓన్లీ దట్ పర్సన్ రియల్లీ వర్షిపింగ్ ఇఫ్ జ్ఞానం కమ్స్ యూ విల్ గెట్ మోక్ష ఇఫ్ పుణ్య కమ్స్ ఈ పుణ్య కమ్స్ ఈ విల్ కమ్ నెక్స్ట్ టైమ్ టు జ్ఞానం మోక్ష ఈ పుణ్య కమ్స్ ఈ విల్ గో టు స్వర్గ ఎయిదర్ వే బెనిఫిటెడ్ ఓకే సమ్టైమ్స్ సమ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ సపోజ్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు రిసీవ్ దిస్ టీచింగ్ దే విల్ గో టు స్వర్గ దే విల్ గెట్ పుణ్య దే విల్ గో టు స్వర్గ ఏదర్ మోక్ష ఆర్ పుణ్య ఏది రెండిట్లో ఏదో అది ఒన్ను వందడం డౌటే ఇల్ల ఎన్న వరం క్లాసుకి వందన్న వందా మోక్షం వరం రెండు మూడు వాటికి ఏంటా మోక్షం వరం ఒరే వాటికి ఏంటా అన్న పుణ్యం వరం అప్పుడు స్వర్గానికి పోయిడాం నల్లదానే ఓకే దెన్ కృష్ణ సేస్ సపోజ్ దిస్ టీచింగ్ ఇస్ వెరీ అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ పర్సన్ కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ టు డూ అన్న పర్వాలే అవనికి పుణ్యం వరం చూడారు నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోకం శ్రద్ధావానన సూయశ్చ శృణుయాదపి యో నరః సోపి ముక్తః శుభాన్ లోకాన్ ప్రాప్నుయాత్ పుణ్యకర్మణాం. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సో ఈజీ టు గ్రాస్ప్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం. యు రిక్వైర్ ఎ సటిల్ ఇంటలెక్ట్. త్వంపద తత్పద అసిపద విచార ఆల్ దీస్ బియాండ్ అవర్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ నాలెడ్జ్. నో బియాండ్ మీన్స్ మై ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ కాంప్రహెండ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ సో ఈజీ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ అండ్ ఎసిమిలేట్. మనుష్యాణం సహస్రేష్, వెరీ వెరీ ఫ్యూ, రేర్లీ పీపుల్ అండర్స్టాండ్. బట్ వాట్ అబౌట్ అదర్స్ హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ లిజనింగ్? నా డజంట్ మ్యాటర్ దట్ ఈ పర్సన్ స్టూడెంట్ మే నాట్ నో దట్ లాంగ్వేజ్, దట్ హై టర్మ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్. ద టీచర్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ లోకల్ లాంగ్వేజ్ దే ఆర్ టీచింగ్. దే కెన్ లిజన్ ఫ్రమ్ దెమ్ ఆల్సో, దే గెట్ పుణ్య. ఇఫ్ దే డోంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్, బట్ దే గెట్ పుణ్య. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ సహ నరః, దట్ పర్సన్, ఈవెన్ దట్ పర్సన్, సహ నరః అపి, ఈవెన్ దట్ పర్సన్, హూ ఇస్ దట్? యహ శృణుయాదపి, ఈవెన్ జస్ట్ లిసనింగ్ బై ఛాన్స్, అంగేదో బోర్డ్ ఇరుక పాతటి ఉళ్ళ వందిటాం, వంది ఉకాణుందిటాం, నల్ల ఇరుక, ఫ్యాన్ ఇరుక, లైట్ ఇరుక, చైర్ ఇరుక, ఉకాణుంది పోయిండిరుకాం. అండ్ అబ్జర్వింగ్, ఎత్తన పేరు వందిరుకాం, హౌ మెనీ ఫ్యాన్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, హౌ మెనీ లైట్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, వన్స్ ఇన్ ఎ వైల్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ అండ్ కమింగ్, వన్స్ ఇన్ ఎ వైల్ గోయింగ్ సెల్ ఫోన్ అండ్ సీయింగ్, ఇప్పుడే వందుండే ఇరుక, క్లాసుకు పోయిండే ఇరుక, పర్వాలే అన్న చూడరారు కృష్ణరు. అప్పుడేవాది వందుడు క్లాసుకి, మిస్ పడినాదే అండి. నరహ యహ శృణుయాత్ శ్రద్ధావాన్, అవనికి శ్రద్ధ ఇరుకు, అనాలి లాంగ్వేజ్ పురిలే, ఏదో కాషాయం పాత్రండి వందుట క్లాసుకి, இந்த அம்மா ஏதோ கிளாஷாயம் போட்டுண்டு இருக்கேன், பேசிட்டு இருக்கேன், நம்ம புரியாத லாங்குவேஜ் பேசிட்டு இருக்கேன், பகவத்கீதா தானே, உட்காரு அப்படி உட்கார்ந்துட்டான். அதுதான் ஸ்ரத்தா, ஒன்றுமே புரியல. சம் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் காமன் சான்ஸ் நீங்கள் சொன்னது ஒன்றுமே புரியலையே அண்ணா, நான் சொல்லுவேன் புரியாட்டாலும் கூட பரவாயில்ல, நீ வந்து உட்கார் கிளாஸில். சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ வில் சே இஃப் யூ கெட் ஸ்லீப் ஆல்சோ ஸ்லீப், பிகாஸ் குட் ஸ்லீப் யூ ஓன்ட் கெட் எனிவேர். இந்த கிளாஸில் வந்து நல்ல தூக்கம் வரும், நல்ல தூக்கம் வந்தால் என்ன வரும்னா குட் ஹெல்த் வரும். ஹெல்த்தாவது ஒரு ஸ்வர்க்கம் விடு, எப்படி அது கொஞ்சம் புரியாட்டாலும் பிரம்ம ஜானம் விடு, பரவாயில்ல உனக்கு நல்ல தூக்கம் வரும், பிளட் ப்ரெஷர் குறையும், ஹெல்த் வரும். அதுக்கு தான் நிறைய பேர் கிளாஸுக்கெல்லாம் வருவான். நாட் யூ, சம் பீப்புள் ஹாவ் பாப்பா, என்ன பண்ணுறது, ஏதோ அந்த ஸ்ரத்தையே போதுமே. అప్పుడు భక్తి ఇరుకులే అంత శ్రద్ధ. కృష్ణ సేస్ దట్ శ్రద్ధావాన్, పారుంగ కృష్ణరే ఎవ్వళ్ళ కరుణే పారుంగ, శ్రద్ధావాన్ అనసూయహ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ క్రిటికల్ మైండ్. హూ ఈస్ దిస్, వాట్ షీఈస్ టాకింగ్, ఐ డోంట్ నో ఎనీథింగ్, ఐ కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్, అందులో చూడమాట. దట్ ఈస్ వై హై సొఫిస్టికేట్ అరిస్టోక్రట్ రిచ్ పీపుల్ నెవర్ రిసీవ్ నాలెడ్జ్, హై క్వాలిఫైడ్ పీపుల్ ఆల్సో నెవర్ రిసీవ్ నాలెడ్జ్.
என்ன வந்த உடனே அவன் கம்ப்ளைண்ட்ஸ் தான் தெரியும். அசூயா, அனசூயக்கு ஆப்போசிட் அசூயா. அசூயன்னா எல்லாம் ஃபால்ட் ஃபைண்டிங் நேச்சர் தான். ஹைலி குவாலிஃபைட், ஹைலி ரிச், ஹை ஸ்டேட்டஸ், அவனுக்கு இதெல்லாம் ஒத்துக்காது. அவன் என்ன ஞானம் வரும்? ஸ்ரத்தமும் கிடையாது, அனசூயாவும் கிடையாது. பகவான் என்ன பண்ணுவார்? போயிட்டு வான்னு. தட் இஸ் வை நேச்சுரலி ரிச்சஸ்ட் பீப்புள் வோன்ட் கம். புரியறதா ஏன் வரமாட்டேங்கன்னு? தே ஆல்வேஸ் கேல்குலேட் பிகாஸ் தெர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்ரத்தா இன் பகவத் கீதா. தே ஹாவ் ஓன்லி பேராஃபெர்னேலியா. ஸ்ரத்தா இன் பேராஃபெர்னேலியா, கொசு கடிக்கிறது, கொசு கடிக்கிறதுன்னு சொல்லுவான். அதுக்கப்புறம் இங்கே சாயங்காலம் ஃபேன் போட்டால் இங்கே காற்று பக்கம் சரியாக வரல, அந்த காற்று சரியாக வரல, இதெல்லாம் பார்த்துன்னு இருப்பான். தே ஆல்வேஸ் லுக் மைனஸ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் இன் த கிளாஸ் வாட் ஆர் ஆல் திங்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் தேர். இஃப் ஐ ஹாவ் ஸ்ரத்தா இன் கீதா டீச்சிங், வேல்யூ ஃபார் திஸ் டீச்சிங், ஐ நெவர் பாதர் ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ். ஐ நெவர் திங்க் ஆல்சோ ஈவன் ஐ ஃபர்கெட் எவ்ரி திங். இஃப் ஐ சிட் ஐ ஆம் டெட் டு த வேர்ல்ட், வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் டெட் டு மீ. Because I revel when my teacher is teaching the teaching, I forget myself. Where is the question of seeing this side and that side, what is there, what is not there? Where is the question of? That's why highest, high qualified, highly richest people very rarely comes and stick to the class. It will never happen. If it happens also, it is great. And it's very, very great opportunity for them. Naturally, that's why middle class, middle people who are all normally educated people only come to this. அப்படின்னு சொல்லி ஒன்றும் படிக்காமங்களுக்கு கூட ஒன்றுமே புரியாது. பட் கிருஷ்ணா வாண்ட்ஸ் வாட் யூ நோ, ஸ்ரத்தா அனசூயா. யூ சீ த டூ வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். இஸ் இஸ் டூ ஆர் நாட் தேர், வாட் எவர் யூ ஹாவ் நோ யூஸ். அனசூயா ஸ்ரத்தாவான் சா முக்தா. He becomes free from sins. Even the sound, Gita sound enters the ears, he is free from sins. Muktaha, papat muktaha bhavati. Muktaha, we have to supply papat muktaha bhavati. And shubhan lokan prapnuyat punya karmanam. Belonging to the people who are all doing high rituals and all, they go to higher lokas. Punya karmanam, what are all lokas they attain, that loka this Gita student attains just with Shraddha. He goes and sits, even he doesn't understand also, doesn't matter, but that Shravanam gives punya. Krishna Paramatma publicizing the greatness of Gita teaching through the Guru and through the Sishya. More in the next class. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.